In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence
and
in this topic we discuss concerning establishing a good channel of communication with our children. I believe that this is a very important work, very difficult work to accomplish. And this applies to me as well. Because it seems that it is easier for me to interact with others. I've often told this to my daughter.
说爸爸跟别的其他小孩讲话都讲得有说有笑，然后 爸爸讲的话他们也都会听。
That I can joke and talk with other children, and whatever I say, the other children will listen to me.
但是跟他们讲话的话，就常常会很容易被激怒，就会生气。
But I'm easily angered when I speak to them.
那他们也不太在意我的话。
And they also don't really were that bothered about.
后来我想想，因为别人都把我当成传道者，所以比较。 这个对别人讲话的时候，他们会听，觉得这个传道者这个态度都很有礼貌。
Later on, I understand that perhaps because I'm a preacher, and when I speak to the other people, they will treat me as a preacher, and they will also be courteous to me.
但是我在我女儿的眼中，她绝对不会把我当成这个传道者。
But definitely, I'm not a preacher in the eyes of my daughter.
她只把我当成她的爸爸。
She only treats me as her father.
所以有时候在教导上面就会好像变得比较没有那种力量。As
a result, it seems that I lack the kind of strength in teaching.
不过实际上，这个神学院在教导的时候也告诉我们说，你们现在在外面是传道，你们回到家里面是要当爸爸、当先生的，不要把传道的那种架势搬回家去。But
the theological seminary today also teaches the preachers to be that you are a preacher in church, but at home you are a husband, you are also a father. Do not bring whatever is outside in back to the family.
我想不单是传道者，我想我们每一个人都是一样。
I believe this doesn't just apply to preachers, it applies to all of us as well.
以自己的妻子，以自己的孩子，在交通上面、沟通上面总是比较困难。
It seems that it's harder for us to communicate with our own spouse, with our own children.
因为我们有太多的价值判断以及情绪的这个影响在里头。
Because we have a lot of judgment on our values, the other person's values, and we have a lot of changes in our emotions and temperament.
所以我们也必须对我们自己有更多的提醒，在这方面多下一点功夫。
Therefore, it should be a reminder for us that we should put in more effort in this.
所以接下来就跟大家来分享，一起学习这样的一个主题。
And like to share with you and learn together with you this topic.
真正的一个沟通是要在思想、意念跟感情上有交流。
True communication is really an exchange of thoughts, exchange of ideas and emotions.
这也是腓立比书第二章第一节里头所告诉我们一个非常重要的一种团契的生活。
And this is talked about in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, concerning our lives when we have fellowship with one another.
真的要在这样子的一个团契里头有彼此的切勉。
We truly need to have this type of exchange of thoughts and encouragement and advice in when we communicate.
有爱心的安慰,
we need to have comfort of love.
有灵里面的交通团契,
we have fellowship of the Spirit.
甚至要具备许多的亲爱的同情的心理,
and it must be full of affection and mercy.
这样才能够真的意念相同, 爱心相同, 心思相同。
Can we be like-minded? We have to have the same love and to be of one accord.
所以在我们亲人当中，我们更要来追求这方面的目标。
And amongst our loved ones, we should pursue towards this direction.
我们现在要来推动家庭宗教教育。
We want to carry out RE at home.
这是一种教导。
This is a form of teaching.
当然我们是为了孩子的好。
Of course, we do this for the good of our children.
但是也许小孩子他们并不明白。
Perhaps our children fail to understand.
他们也不一定能够接受我们所要做的这样子的做法。
And they may not accept the things that we want to do.
所以我们也必须跟他们建立良好的一个沟通。
Therefore, we have to establish good communication with them.
虽然也许有点不愿意。
Perhaps there's some unwillingness.
但是也可以勉强的接受。
But they could just accept it.
慢慢就形成了一种习惯。
And slowly this can become a habit.
所以我们在这方面的话，我们要大家一起来努力。
We have to work hard towards this area.
对于我们的孩子，圣经有一句话，我觉得也相当好。
To our children, I believe there's a good Bible verse.
哥林多前书14章第9节。
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 9.
14章第9节。
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 9. So likewise you, unless you offer by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air.
虽然这一句圣经的意思并不是我现在所要引用的这个方向。
Although the actual meaning of this Bible verse is not what I'm about to explain to you and apply.
不过这样子的一种观念确实我们在对子女教导上面一个非常重要的一个等于说要的技巧了。
But this concept forms a very important technique that we ought to adopt when we speak to our children.
也就是我们对我们的孩子要说容易明白的话语。
That means that we have to speak words that our children can easily understand.
要把他们该做该学的。
Whatever they ought to do or ought to learn.
今天一个基督徒所应当具备应该明白的事情。
What a Christian should know and have today.
我们都要让他们能够清楚地明白。
They need to understand this easily.
虽然可能有一些，他们以他们的年纪，或是以他们自己的生活的经验，或是以他们在同侪之间所这样子的一个人际的一个关系的一个程度，他们并不一定能够真正的明白。
Perhaps at that level, the level of the understanding, now they could not completely understand.
但是我们父母一定要尽到这样的责任，就是把他们讲解清楚。
But parents have the responsibility to make this clear to them.
所以在尼希米记第8章第8节记载，当时以斯拉先知他们在做教导的时候。
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 8 tells us about Ezra when he was teaching the people.
这边这样记载，8章8节。
Ezra 8 verse 8 says, So they read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and it gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading.
对于这个所读的律法，他们是清清楚楚地把它念出来。
They read distinctly from the book of law.
并且是把它讲明它的意思。
And they also make clear the meanings.
让百姓明白所念的。
That the people understood what was being read.
所以今天也许我们表达了某一些意念。
Perhaps today we have expressed some of our ideas or thoughts.
我们尽量把它表达得清楚。
And we try to express this very clearly.
但是也许他们还是不能接纳，不能理解。
But perhaps they could not accept this, they could not understand this immediately.
我们仍然要有耐心地来给他讲明清楚。
We still need to have the patience to explain this clearly to them.
使他们真正的能够明白。
That they can truly understand.
所以这是我们要努力的一个方向。
This is a direction that we should work hard towards.
在与子女建立良好的沟通方面，我想用几个方向来跟大家互相来勉励。
In establishing a good communication with channel with our children, I'd like to use the following aspects for mutual exhortation.
第一，就是要鼓励孩子来表达思想。
First thing is to encourage your child to express his thoughts.
有时候沟通会发生困难。
Problems arises in communication.
是因为那一个管道不通。
This is because the channel is blocked.
我们常常是用什么样的管道在跟孩子沟通呢？
What channel do we adopt when we communicate with our child?
我们常常是用我们大人的价值观念的判断的标准。
We use the adult values system of values to judge them, to communicate with them.
我们总是建立在我们大人的权威上面。
We establish this on the authority of adults.
所以我们是要求孩子 来达到我们的一个标准，一个要求，用我们所要用的一个方式。
We require, we expect the children to meet our adult expectations.
但是我们的孩子他不够成熟。
But our children are not mature.
所以在这个过程当中，他没有办法符合我们的需要。
Therefore, in the process of communications, it's impossible for them to meet our requirements.
所以 往往在这个过程当中就造成了冲突。
Therefore, in this process of communication, conflict arises.
当我们加注于大人的权威的时候，有时候小孩子他就受了伤害。
When we try to act out the authority of adults, the children are usually hurt.
传道书三章七节说：“静默有时，说话有时。”
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 7 tells us it's time to speak, it's the time to remain silent.
这也是我们要教导我们的孩子的。
This is something that we ought to teach our children.
有的时候让他们知道，有时候他们要静默下来。
We have to make them understand that they, at times, they have to remain silent.
但是更多的时候是要他们能够充分地表达他们自己。
But and most of the time, they should be made and encouraged to express their thoughts.
所以我们要教导我们孩子一种良好的这个人际关系的一种礼节。
So we need to inculcate this value of to enable our children to relate to people properly.
在古时候常常是说小孩子这个有耳无口。
In there's old saying which says that children only has ears to listen and not a mouth to speak.
就是强迫孩子只能听不该说什么。
And with this type of values comes this type of requirement placed on the child that you can only listen, you cannot speak.
如果我们老师这样子做的话，
if teachers act in this way,
我们将使孩子这种求知意不能满足，
then you cannot satisfy the learning of a child.
他们也没有参与感，
because there's no participation on their side.
他们也很容易形成木讷畏缩的个性，
and
就是不讲话，害怕畏缩。
They will feel timid and they will be afraid to speak out.
有时候我们最主要就是说，常常我们大人在一起的时候，小孩子如果在旁边的时候，他有时候会比较会调皮好，或是有时候插嘴，有时候会讲话，有时候我们就会觉得很烦。
When children are around the adults, we feel that the children just like to interrupt and they are really not very welcomed.
结果我们就去责备就去禁止他做他该有的表现。
And we just rebuke them, and we will forbid them.
这个有时候就让我们的孩子不喜欢参与我们的活动。
As a result, our children do not find delight in participating in the activities.
因为他们担心在这个过程受了伤害。
Because they were afraid that they are hurt in the process.
所以有时候我们会发觉到，好像小孩子不喜欢跟我们在一起。
Sometimes we feel that children just don't like to be with us.
一方面，我们会对他们有过多的一种要求，
perhaps
让他们觉得不适应。
Perhaps on one hand we have too much requirements on them, and they cannot get used to us.
所以在这个过程呢，我们要适时的来鼓励我们孩子做一些表达。
Therefore, in this process, we should encourage them to express themselves.
我们看箴言十五章二十三节。
Proverbs 15 verse 23.
箴言十五章二十三节。
Proverbs 15 verse 23. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and the words spoken in due season. How good it is!
在这边谈到口善应对，话合其时。
Here tells us that joy by the answer of the mouth and words spoken in due season is good.
如果我们也能够培养我们孩子这样子能够很坦然的在众人的面前跟大家一起来谈话。
If we can cultivate our children so that they can talk with people in the crowd.
他讲的合宜的，我们给他鼓励。
Whatever that is fitly spoken should be encouraged.
有一些不得体的，事后我们再跟他做一个提醒。
Things which are not that apt, we should encourage him later.
多在众人的面前来肯定他的表达。
And we should also show some confirmation of his ability to express in front of others.
这个是会有助于他将他的思想表达出来。
This will help him to express his thoughts.
再来就是要用礼貌来促进良好的沟通。
Next, we should use courtesy to promote mutual communication.
刚才有提到，有时候我们大人喜欢用我们的权威。
We've said just now that adults like to use their authority.
但是我们往往忽略了孩子的感受。
Frequently, we neglect the feelings of our children.
所以他其中会产生很大的一种叛逆或是对抗。
As a result, they have this rebellious streak in them.
所以箴言十五章三十一节也这样子提醒我们。
In Proverbs 15 verse 31 reminds us again. the ear that hears the rebuke of life will abide among the wise.
听从了生命的责备，他们就能够得到极大的益处。
After hearing the rebukes of life, they will be greatly benefited.
不过有时候我们会发觉孩子他拒绝这样子的一种责备。
Sometimes we observe our children reject this type of rebuke.
并不是因为真正他否定了那我们所责备的一个价值。
It's not that he totally rejects our point of view, the values that we are trying to impose on them.
他们否定的很常常是我们大人的态度。
But what they reject is the attitude of adults.
所以以弗所书六章第四节里头也提到。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4 tells us,
做父母的不要惹儿女的气。
Fathers should not provoke your children to wrath.
今天我们要做一个带领，做一个教导。
Today we need to lead them, we need to teach them.
要做一个生命的责备，最重要的就是在他能不能接受。
You want to tell the child this rebuke of, rebuke the child with the rebuke of life, you need to pay attention to whether the child can accept it or not.
所以我们做父母的要努力用一种他们能够接受的方法。
Therefore, as parents, we should adopt a method that the children, whom your children can accept.
并且在这种沟通的过程里头，
And in this communication process,
我们一定要表现出我们的忍耐跟自制。
We should express our patience as well as our self-control.
要生气，也要慢慢的生气。
Be slow to wrath.
有一次在回台中的路上，在车子里头。
On my way back to Taichung when I was in a car,
跟孩子在车里面也是这样有说有笑。
I was also joking and talking to my children in the car.
后来，突然我的女儿冒出了一句话。
Then my daughter said something.
让我们都非常的压抑。
We were all astonished.
她说：“爸爸，我告诉你们一件，爸爸妈妈，我告诉你们一件事情，但是你们一定不要生气。”
And she said that, father, mother, I tell you something, but don't get angry.
她说她不知道在多久以前从妈妈的抽屉里面抽了一张1000块钱的。
And she said that some time ago, I took out 1,000 NT bill from my mom's drawer.
然后就出去花钱了。
And she went out to spend.
那时我想应该才二三年级吧，国小。
I thought that, oh, at the time she is just primary 2 or primary 3.
那告诉我们的话，可能是四年级的时候。
And when she told us, she was already primary 4.
哇，这个事情在她心中隐藏了这么久，然后在那一个很好的气氛底下，突然她讲出来这样子。当时我是有点想生气，但是我是生我太太的气。
She has hidden these things in her heart for such a long period of time, and this was only revealed in a very happy occasion. And at that time, I was about to get angry. I was also angry with my wife.
不过那时我是一时的忍耐下来，也没有对孩子责备。但是我是说，你今天承认哈，所以爸爸就不怪你。
And I try to control myself not to be angry. And I told my daughter, today you have admitted a mistake, and I also do not want to blame you.
但以后绝对不能这样做。
But in the future, don't commit this again.
这当然，我们大人我们必须做思考。这个对于金钱的这种放置的问题，哈，让小孩子那么轻易就受到了这样的试探。
And of course, as adults, we should also ponder about where we put our money. The place we put our money.Money is will it be a form of temptation to our children?
所以那一次我们也都没有去问他到底那个一千块后来是怎么用掉，怎么，我想我不晓得，到现在还是个谜。
We did not pursue further to ask her how she spent the money. Up to now, it's still a mystery.
所以这个有时候我们在父母在这种过程当中，我们要很谨慎，不然的话，孩子他可能以后什么事情都不敢告诉你。
Therefore, in this process, we have to be very vigilant because if you act wrongly, then in the future.Your children may not want to tell you anything.
所以我们要用礼貌来促进良好的一个沟通。
Be courteous in your communications to promote communication.
对我们的孩子，我们要常常来表示一些出我们的赏识、鼓励、嘉许跟称赞。
To our children, let us speak words of appreciation, encouragement, as well as praises.
在箴言十二章十八节这样子的说。
Proverbs 12 verse 18 tells us. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 18. There is one who speaks.Like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health.
有时候我们的孩子，他们将他们心里的话告诉我们。
Sometimes our children speak to us the words in your heart.
可能这些话，这些问题，可能存在他的心中已久。
Perhaps these words has been in his heart for a long period of time.
他也许要寻求找一些帮助，但是他 并没有那个管道。
He may be looking around to seek for help, yet he cannot find a channel for help.
所以他将从心中隐藏的话这样告诉我们。
And he tells us these words hidden in his heart.
如果我们马上就用我们的情绪做一个反应。
If we react to this thing, with our normal impulse,
我们说话浮躁，很容易就刺透了他们的心。
Our words will be just like piercings of the sword.Hurting their hearts.
让他们觉得他们这样子的一种诚实，或是这样子的一种表达，好像对他们没有什么好处。
And this will make them go with the impression that their honest expression of their thoughts, hasn't been rewarded.
所以这边提醒我们
，Here reminds us，
智慧人的舌头是医人的良药。
The tongue of a wise promotes health.
我们。怎么样子的来表达我们自己
？How do we express ourselves？
表达我们对孩子的意见
？How do we express our concerns and our opinions to our children？
表达我们对他们的期望
？How do we express our hopes on our children？
我们这个态度是很重要的。
Our attitude is important。
表现得好，你就能够真正的来医治他的毛病。
If you have rightfully expressed it in the right way, then these words will be health. Will promote health.
所以我们宁可用鼓励来代替责备。
Therefore, encouragement should replace rebukes.
啊，所以这边说，常常说一些比较正面性的话。
Therefore, speak positive words.
这样对孩子会有比较正面的造就。
That it will have a positive exaltation on the child.
这是我们做父母的要学习礼貌。
As parents, we should learn to be courteous with one another.
我记得我以前初中时代其实也蛮叛逆的。
I remember that when I was during my secondary school days, I was also very rebellious.
哦，那但是因为有在亲近神，所以每次那种叛逆之后都很大的反悔。
Because I was also drawing near to God constantly, and after I rebelled against somebody, I will also regret.
后来到了高中、大学之后，更是这样。
And this was all the more so when I reached the upper secondary and college days.
但是我也很清楚记得。
But I also clearly remember.
有好几次当母亲责备我的时候。
On a few occasions when my mother rebuked me.
我都用很不好的这种语气去对待。
I speak very wrong words, wrong attitude towards her.
但是我后来想起我自己在教会所做了很多的工作。
But,After that, when I recall about the works, the many works that I've done in church,
我都会良心不安去向我的母亲道歉。
I will apologize to my parents because my conscience pricked me.
所以有时候我们碰到父母亲用一种很礼貌的态度来对待我们的时候，
when our parents treat us in a very courteous manner,
有的孩子他有时候突然就是讲话就是真的很直，就是很不客气的这样讲出来。
Our children just speak very directly, to and harshly. Sometimes.
后来，他们发现我们没有生气的时候。
And later on, when they found out that as the parents are not angry,
他们反而都不好意思。
They will feel ashamed of themselves.
现在我女儿也常常是这样。
My daughter is also frequently like this.
所以有时候我们是做父母的，如果说我们稍微能够忍一下
，If as parents we can just endure for that moment.
那也有好几次，就是我们也直接就生气出来。
But there are also occasions where we just show our temper.
结果他的态度也没有软化下来过。
You can see that the reaction of the child, that the attitude will not soften.
所以这有时候就是一种这种的关系，有时候我们也许都可以体会得到。
We can experience these things in our lives.
所以礼貌是一个促进良好沟通一个非常好的方法。
Courtesy is a good means to promote effective communication.
另外，我们做父母的，我们要常常的鼓励儿女来向父母寻求指引。
As parents, we should also encourage our children to look to the parents for guidance.
我们要让我们的孩子有机会来表达他们生活当中的困难。
We should give opportunities for children to express the difficulties that they meet in their life.
包括他们课业的。
Including their studies.
包括他们跟同学之间那种人际关系。
It also includes friendship with the classmates,
包括他情绪上所遭遇到的任何的挫折。
This also includes the setbacks in their emotions.
而在这个过程当中，我们做父母的最重要的就是同理心的倾听。
And the important role the parents should play is to listen effectively.
我们多多的去鼓励他们做这样的一种表达。
And we should encourage them to do all these things.
而我们也让他们表达之后不会后悔。
And we should also allow them not to regret after expressing their thoughts.
这样子的话，他们就会知道他们可以来寻求我们的帮助。
And only by so doing, do we allow them to have the impression that they can come to us for help.
同时，我们也让他们知道。
At the same time, allow them to also understand.
其实，我们自己也常常去寻求别人的帮助。
That we also frequently go and seek help from others as well.
所以，有时候我觉得我们也不妨让孩子知道我们一些心里的感觉。
So, it is no harm to share some of our feelings and our thoughts.
有时候我们自己也遇到了一些困难。
Sometimes we ourselves meet with difficulties.
但是我们也可以将我们的困难跟我们的孩子做一点初步的分享。
But we can also share some of our thoughts concerning our problems with our children.
并且也把你自己向其他的人、其他的长辈来寻求指引的这样子的一种经验来告诉他。
And we should also share our experience of us seeking advice from others.
这样子会对我们孩子有一个正确的一个引导。
This will have a very direct and positive effect in guiding our children.
箴言二十三章二十六节这样子的说。
Proverbs 23, verse 26 tells us.
二十三章二十六节。
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. My son, give me your heart.And let your eyes observe my ways.
让我们孩子的眼目也喜悦我们的道路。
Let the eyes of our children observe our ways.
也就是我们怎么样的去做的。
That means what we do.
我们也让我们的孩子来看见。
The things we do should allow our children to also see.
今天我们一样有困难，我们一样有情绪。
Today I have also my temperaments, I have also my problems.
但是我们怎么样疏解我们这样的情绪？我们怎么样子试求让我们的困难得到解决
？But how do we handle this our own temperaments? How do we solve our problems?
这个经验其实我们也可以让我们的孩子能够来知道。
We can also allow make this known to our children.
尤其我们常常那种借着信仰里面对神坦然无惧的那种心
especially our heart without fear in when before God our faith
我们常常向神祷告解决我们的困难
frequently we pray to God to ask God to solve our problems
我们也能够让我们的孩子知道
we can also allow our children to understand this
这样子我们的孩子也会学会这样的方法
then our children can also learn from us
总之我们要重视我们孩子的一个问题
Regardless of all things, we should let our children know that these things has been emphasized.
我们最常患到的毛病就是当听到孩子的问题的时候
The most frequent mistake we make is that when we hear about the problems of our children,
我们就马上急着要去责备他，要去提醒他，甚至告诉他什么才是对的。
We always very urgent to rebuke them and to tell them what is the right thing.
但是我们一直都还没有进入他的感受当中。
But we have not entered into how they feel.
所以这种同理心是辅导的课程里头一定要修的一个必修功课。
And to share the heart, to share the feelings of our children is what counselors have to go through in their lessons.
所以我们要重视孩子的问题，并且和他一起来处理。
Therefore, we should pay attention to the problems of our children and to learn to solve this problem together with our children.
我们看创世纪二十二章第七节第八节。
Genesis 22 verse 7 and 8. Genesis 22 verse 7 and 8. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together.
我觉得这一段经文很美。
I feel that this is a very beautiful passage.
从第六节开始跟到第八节，这边记载了两人同行。
Verse 6 to verse 8 records the two were together.
父子之间能够两人同行。
Between father and son, they can walk together.
在这样的一个过程当中，亚伯拉罕他知道他现在去做什么事情。
In this process, Abraham knew what he was about to do.
其实相信他的心里这时候一定非常的痛苦。
I believe he must feel the pain in his heart.
因为神要将他的独生爱子，要他的独生爱子来献给神。
Because God requires him to sacrifice his only son.
所以亚伯拉罕已经准备好了东西，和他的孩子一起走上这一条献祭的道路。
Abraham has made preparations for the materials of sacrifice, and both Abraham and Isaac are walking to up this hill.
但是以撒他看到火跟柴都有了，但是看不到羊羔，他就在质疑了。
Isaac saw the wood and the fire was ready, and he couldn't find the lamb for the sacrifice, and he started to query.
亚伯拉罕清楚地指示说，神必自己预备。
But Abraham gave the advice, God will prepare.
然后就两人同行。
And both of them went together.
也许在这个过程当中，以撒也并不完全了解他父亲所说的话。
Perhaps Isaac did not fully comprehend what his father Abraham was saying.
不过我们从这样子的一个隐藏的一种关系里头，
But we know that in the relationship that they share from what we observe here,
真的，以撒他也能够顺服。
Truly Isaac submitted.
亚伯拉罕他这样子一个敬虔的一种表现，
The reverent action, the conduct of Abraham,
并且用很得体的话来告诉了他的孩子。
He spoke suitable words to his child.
他没有在这个过程当中让自己的情绪来做主。
He did not allow his temperament to rule over his head.
他跟他的孩子继续走上这条奉献的道路。
He went with his child to this mount to sacrifice.
我们用这个经文来做一个适当的引申。
If we were to use this passage of the Bible,
今天我们的孩子向我们提出问题。
Today, when our children voice their problems to us,
我们要有一种比较有信心的话语来辅导、来回答。
We should use words of faith to counsel them,
并且和孩子一同共同面对这样的问题，一起同行。
And we should walk the path together for children to face the problems together with them.
这个我是觉得一个很重要的过程。
I think this is an important process.
所以从这个第一个段落里头，我们鼓励孩子来表达思想。
So in this first part, we encourage our children to express their thoughts.
其中，我们父母的态度是非常重要的。
The attitude of our parents are absolutely critical in this.
孩子愿意真正讲出他们的问题。
Our children is willing to be honest and to express their problems.
我们才能够真正的来帮助他们。
Only then can we truly help them.
当我们哪一天孩子不愿意向我们表达的时候，
The very day our children refuse to express their problems and thoughts to us,
他就会到他的同侪当中去找到他所抒发情感的对象。
He will find some his companions to express his thoughts and problems.
很可能他所找到的并不一定是能够给他正面帮助的人。
Perhaps the party that he expresses thoughts to may not give him solutions and to direct for giving direct solutions or help to the problem.
所以如果每一次我们的孩子在我们面前愿意表达他说的问题时，我们一定要第一个动作先感谢神。
And the very action that we ought to have when our children express his problems to us is that we ought to thank God.
然后求神让你有智慧来做一个非常好的一个回答。
And we pray to God to give us this wisdom to react to their problems appropriately.
即使要生气，也要慢慢的动怒。
Even if you need to be angry, be slow to anger.
慢慢的说。
Slow to speak.
这个是雅各书第一章19节到20节里面所给我们的勉励。
And this is what James chapter 1 verse 19 and 20 advises.
第二个段落跟大家来分享的就是了解儿女，尤其是青少年的一个需要。
Second part B, understand the needs of our children, especially that of teenagers.
有时候我们不是因为我们会做父母，所以神才赏赐给我们儿女。
Sometimes it's not because we know how to be parents, then God gives us children.
我们是先成为父母，我们才去学习做父母。
First, we become a parent, then we learn how to become a parent.
其实也许我们自己也从孩子这样经历过来。
Perhaps we can also experience as a child while we are a child.
但是有时候我们可能会对自己的过去蛮淡忘的。
But sometimes we are also forgetful about our past.
其实有时候你再想想，其实你可能过去的跟孩子也都一样。
Perhaps if you can recall, you are just like your child when you are young.
有时候看到孩子说，我在想说，哎，我过去真的也，我也是这样子吗？我就觉得心里这样震了一下。
And when you look at a child say certain things, and you ask yourself, hey, last time was not like that, then you feel that perhaps you were like this in the past.
所以可以的话，我们实际上应当多多的来充实我们做父母的。
Therefore, if possible, we should try to make ourselves more knowledgeable as parents.
去了解我们的孩子这个年龄层，他们到底他们心里所想的，他们的一些情绪的反应，他们的一些表达到底是怎么样的一种特征。
To understand the characteristics for children at age on their emotions, how they express themselves and the temperaments.
所以有一些心理学或是辅导学的资料，我们是可以去阅读。
And we can read about these in some psychology reports or books.
最主要我们可以发觉到，孩子他们都是渴望被人重视。
And one important thing is that the children yearn to be regarded by others.
渴望被爱。
They yearn to be loved.
他们愿意人能够了解他们。
They hope that adults will understand them.
他们也需要被人家感觉到他们是被需要的。
And they need to feel that they are needed.
他们也要受人的赏识。
And they need to be appreciated.
这个是我们每一个人，其实是我们每一个人共同的特性。
These are all common characteristics of men.
尤其是我们的孩子，尤其是青少年。
This is especially true in our children and teenagers.
当他得不到我们的重视肯定的时候，
when he's not appreciated or understood by us,
他可能就从他可以得到肯定、得到自我价值的那个环境里面去求生存。
Then he would seek survival in an environment where he can receive confirmation, he can receive appreciation.
所以有很多人在这个时候交了坏的朋友。
Many people will have bad company as a result.
如果在这个时候我们父母能够重视他们这样的一种感受，
but during that stage, if parents can try to understand the way they feel,
并且在很好的团体当中，比如说教会的同侪当中，当他们找到这样的一个一个管道，
and amongst good environments like the friends in his friends in church, he can find for himself this channel,
会对他们有一个非常正面的引导，
and this will have a very direct effect on the children.
所以我们每一个父母也应该像箴言27:23里面所说，
Every parent should be like what Proverbs 27:23 talks about.
能够详细知道羊群的情况，
You should be diligent to know the state of your flock.
然后进一步来料理我们的羊群。
And upon knowing this, attend to the herds.
这个是我们所该做的。
This is what we ought to do.
有时候我们在孩子成长的过程当中，
sometimes in the process of our children's growing up,
我们有时候很不能接受的就是儿女这种抵抗，这种若干程度的一种抵抗。
We cannot accept that the children will try to withstand certain things that we want to inculcate in them.
其实每一个孩子在他们成长的过程当中，都会以不同的方式来争取或是来表达他们那种独立性。
Children desire to create a sense of independence in their growing up.
所以面对着孩子这种叛逆的时候，
therefore when we face our child's rebellion,
我们应当用一个更宽广的心来面对。
We should use a more open-hearted attitude to react to it.
想到我们自己过去可能也是这样。
Think about the past, perhaps you like this in theLike this as well.
所以父母对这样的一个事表达，不要感觉到惊奇。
So do not be surprised when your child exhibit this rebellious attitude.
但是怎么样子去做一个辅导？
But how do you counsel?
让孩子自己觉得不对，来承认错误。
You allow your child to understand that they are in the wrong.
这个是我们要注意的。
This is something that we have to pay attention to.
但是这并不表示我们就丧失了我们的权威。
But this doesn't mean that we have given up our authority.
我们不能去赞同孩子不对的观念、不对的做法。
We can never agree to the wrongs that our children has done.
做父母的不应该让儿女来推翻或是藐视他们的权威。
Parents should never allow children to despise nor overthrow their authority.
祭司以利正是犯了这样的一个错误。
The priest Eli committed this mistake.
当孩子来犯错的时候，
When his children sin against God,
他只是这样子偶尔的轻易的这样子带过提过而已。
And he just simply make a few passing remarks.
他并没有来教导他应该怎么做。
He did not teach them what they ought to do.
其实以以利那种祭司的一种身份、那种权威、权柄来讲，他是可以的。
Eli as with the status as a high priest.He can do it. He has authority to do it.
但是他不愿意来责备他的孩子。
Yet he was unwilling to rebuke his children.
所以后来他的孩子就藐视了他的权威，也藐视了神。
As a result, his children despise his authority. He also despise God.
为以利的家庭带来极大的悲剧。
Bringing great terrible things to the family of Eli.
所以第一方面提醒我们，孩子渴望被人重视。
So the first aspect tells us that children yearn to be regarded by others.
我们重视孩子一切的表达。
And we regard all the thoughts that.
我们愿意接受，这就是他们现在的个性。
We're willing to accept that this is his characteristic now at this stage.
不过我们必须知道，这个个性是会改变的。
But we should also understand that this such characteristic will change as well.
我们也必须求神来改变他们。
And we should also pray to God to ask God to change them.
啊，最近我也请我太太从台湾又没有一些资料过来。
I requested my wife to send me to mail me some materials.
啊，因为最近这一期的《宇宙光》杂志里头刚好也谈到这个问题。
In one of the magazines, this problem was discussed.
其中有一位牧师，他就提到他容忍孩子叛逆期、反弹期的那种经验。
One of the articles talked about how a pastor has tried to tolerate with the rebellious nature of his children.
我也听说很多这个牧师、长老或者执事的孩子，这种所承受的压力特别大。
And I also heard about the great pressures that the elders, the deacons, and the pastors in church face.
所以他们承受的压力也特别大。
With regards to the children, so they face great pressures.
所以有时候他们更容易产生一种叛逆反弹的这种情绪。
But as a result, also of the pressures they face, their children will have this rebellious streak.
不过他提醒我们。
But he reminds us.
暂时去容忍他。
You have to try to bear with them, to endure with them.
但是不是夸奖他、赞赏他，而是要用很温柔的态度劝勉他。
It's not you shouldn't praise them, but you should use a very gentle attitude towards them.
但是我觉得有时候我们其他弟兄姐妹，或是我们周遭的人，我们也自己要提醒。
But to brothers and sisters around, we should also remind each other.
其实很多父母最不能容忍的，不一定是他看到孩子，他不一定是孩子这样的现象让他不能容忍。
Because for parents, it is not the situation of his own child he cannot tolerate.
而是他听到了别人的批评之后，他不能容忍。
But rather, he could not endure the comments, the criticisms of others.
其实我们每一个做父母的，我们都有我们的难处。
Parents have our own difficulties.
因为孩子他这种叛逆，有时候我们不太敢直接去跟他对冲。
Because we do not dare to go head on. Against the rebellious nature of our children.
但是实际上，我们是用时间，用我们的爱，一直要来慢慢的去调和这样的一个过程。
We use our time and use our love to try to mix it well, to have a better outcome.
而在这个过程，其实我们的父母的心常常是非常痛苦的。
And in this process, the hearts of the parents will suffer a lot.
常常是有很大的征战。
Because there is great struggle.
但是有时候。我们会发觉到其他人的那种批评，那种让我们的父母亲更伤痛。
Frequently, we feel that the criticisms of others will even hurt the hearts of the parents even more.
所以在这边，我也要提醒我们弟兄姐妹。
So at this point, I want to remind all brothers and sisters.
我在斯多古罗这边也勉励了一篇不可彼此的论断。
I've also encouraged the members here in Telokurao that we should not judge each other.
因为真的是有实在太多类似这样的一个情况。
Because there are a lot of similar happenings.
我们看到这个孩子在教会里，哇，留长头发，穿无袖的衣服，或是动作好像比较随便，哇，我们看到了就马上责备。
We look at this child sporting long hair and wearing sleeveless, and we do not hold ourselves. We just rebuke them.
甚至马上打电话给他的父母亲说：“你的儿子在这样子，你要好好的管教他。”
To a certain extent, we even pick up the phone and call the parents and say that your child is like this, and like that in church. You have to better show more concern, teach them.
所以有时候我们父母亲就在这个过程当中受到伤害。
So as in this process, the hearts of parents are hurt frequently.
其实孩子他可能在这个过程，他父母可能也知道一直在做个努力。
But when as a child is in this state, the parents are also working trying to get the child out of this state.
但是我们看在眼里，我们基于一方面，我们也要想到我们自己的孩子可能也是这样。
And when we see such things happening, let us also understand that this may apply to our own children as well.
用更多的爱去关怀他。
We should use love to show concern for them.
然后，在一种他们接受可以接受的情况之下。 再去指导他们。
And only in the situations when you assess that they are able to accept, then you try to tell them.
而不是只是一直要站在教会的这种权威上面去做一个教导。
Don't teach on the authority, using the authority of the church always.
这样有时候啊、哦，真的我们会适得其反。
Because if you do that, then you may have negative effects.
其实有很多的孩子经过了这段期之后，他就改变了。
Many children change after this process.
不过最重要的就是说，我们在这个过程当中，我们千万不要灰心。
But in the important thing that as you are going through that process, do not be discouraged.
我们也不要否定了我们所付出的一切的教导。
And do not deny all the efforts that you have put in trying to teach your child.
其实他们可能自己内心也一直要面对这样的一个征战。
Perhaps.In the hearts of a child, they are also facing this struggle.
同侪对他的压力
，the peer pressures，
圣经道理的教导
，the teachings of the Holy Bible.
他有时候会在那么拉锯过程。
There's a tug of war process in his heart.
所以，如果我们能够成为他们的一种助力
，if we can be a pillar of strength in his heart，
相信我们会帮助他们做一个正确的抉择。
Then we will be able to allow them to make a right decision，
以至于让他们做出最后符合我们父母期望的一种。要求
to the extent that they can even meet up with the expectations of parents.
在这个过程当中，我们也必须来体会到儿女他渴望享有更多程度的独立。
In this process, we should also understand, try to understand that children desire to have a greater sense of independence.
尤其是在青少年、青年这个阶段
，especially teenage.
我们不要把他们压得太紧。
Let us not pressure them or grip them too tightly.
一切的东西都不准做
，you cannot do anything.
也不可跟别的其他人交往。
You cannot have friends outside.
好像他在外面所做的东西都可能是坏的，都会对他伤害的。
That all things he do outside will harm him.
这样子我们压得太紧的时候
，If we pressure them,
一旦我们松手，他不受控制的时候，他就会跳出去。
When we loosen our grip, they will just do whatever they want.
所以我也听说很多啊、哦，以前这个在读书的过程里头。
I've also heard that in the process of study.
哇，很多的高中阶段的时候，父母亲这样子拼命的压他，叫他读书，天天这样补习，哦，一天到晚要读多少个钟头，哇，他很辛苦。后来考上了大学。
The parents put so much pressure on them to study x number of hours a day, to go for tuition classes, and after studying for working hard for a long period of time, they're able to get into a university.
哦，父母说啊、哦，考上了，不管了，哦、那结果孩子就。我、哦、没有那种束缚，哇，他也不晓得该怎么处理，然后就放随意的放纵了自己。
And after getting a place in universities, the parents will just loosen their grip, and as they loosen their grip, the child will also lose the sense of direction because they suddenly let loose.
所以我们从压紧的弹簧这样的一个理论里头，我们可以知道，握得太久，我们自己会精疲力竭。
Therefore, from understanding how a compression of a spring too tightly, and the elasticity of the spring, we can understand this.
同时也会削弱了弹簧的力量。
If you compress a spring too tightly, the spring will also lose its elasticity.
我们来看路加福音第二章。
The Gospel according to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
第二章四十九节。
Verse 49. Luke chapter 2 verse 49. And he said to them, Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
五十节
Verse 50. But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Verse 51. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart.
耶稣的父母找不到他三天。
Parents of Jesus failed to find Jesus for 3 days.
我相信如果是我们的话，那种紧张的心理实在是非常的痛苦。
Put ourselves in their shoes, we will be very urgent.
一定是坐立不安，睡也睡不着，哇，一定在那边一直在到处打电话打听，或是赶快报警，哇，一定我们很多这样的一个做法。
We will not have peace. We will try all means of communication to get them.
然后当我们找到的时候
，And when we find them,
一定先大骂他一番。
First, you scold them.
怎么这么狠心，把我们父母亲让我们吃了这种苦
？So heartless of you to allow me to go through such suffering.
我想这个是大概我们都可以，大概是会这样做的吧。
Perhaps these are things that we will usually do.
一定是马上把我们自己的情绪完全发泄出来。
We will try to express all our temperaments.
不过我们真看到耶稣的父母。
But look at the parents of Jesus.
啊，这个四十八节这样说。
Verse 48 tells.
他父母看见了，他觉得很稀奇。
His father and were astonished and were injured.
母亲对儿子说：“为什么这样子像我们这样行？”
And his mother says, "Son, why have you done this to us?"
说你父亲和我伤心的来找你。
And your father and I have sought you anxiously.
所以他们的心里实际上应该是受到很大的伤害。
And you can see that their hearts were hurt.
不过这边奇怪，我觉得蛮奇妙的是，他父亲怎么好像都没有说到一句话。
But what surprised me was that his father did not say anything.
应该是父亲的情绪会比较激烈才对，说。
The father's temperament should be more worked out.
不过。 主耶稣回答也, 岂不知我应当以父的事为念吗?
But Jesus replied, why do you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
我想其实如果说, 我们的孩子很属灵, 但是我们在那种情况之下, 我想我们还是会非常的生气的,
Even if our children reply us in a very spiritual manner, we will also be angry at that time.
不过我觉得这个玛利亚很伟大。
But I feel that Mary was really a great person.
她把一切的事情都存在心里。
She kept all these things in her heart.
这边并没有提到说她到底能不能完全接纳主耶稣这样的一个态度。
He never tells us whether she completely accepted the attitude of Jesus.
但是母亲把整个过程都放在心里面。
But the mother placed all these things in her heart.
我想借用这一段故事来做一个分享。
I'd like to share something concerning this passage.
有时候很多时候我们真的不太理解我们的孩子为什么用他这样的价值观念 用这样子的一种行为去表达他自己。
Sometimes we are completely lost why our children express their thoughts and value system in this way.
我们不了解。
We fail to understand.
但是我们是不是能够缓一下？
But can we just take one step back?
先把这件事情存在心里面。
Put these things in your heart.
先不是马上这样子直接就生气出来。
Don't react with your anger immediately.
马上要来探个到底什么究竟。
Don't try to find what is the cause.
一定要他当众的来承认他的错误。
And in front of everyone, you have to make him admit his mistake.
有时候不是这样子。
It's not like this.
有时候这个小孩子他的想法有他的一个意见。 有时候我们太直接的, 有时候我们反而会误会他的意思。
Sometimes children have their own way of thinking, and if we are too direct, we will misunderstand.
当然玛利亚她从耶稣小的时候就常常这样子会懂得思想。
But since Jesus was young, Mary had this habit of putting these things in her heart.
因为她知道她的孩子是谁。
Because she knew who her child was.
所以她能够有这样子的一种处理处事的方法。
And she was able to administer to this.
盼望我们虽然我们的孩子不是耶稣。
Though our children are not Jesus.
但是也许他们觉得他们所做的都有一个很好的理由。
But perhaps they felt that they will feel that whatever they do. They have the reason behind it.
我们也能够试着去了解他们的心情。
And let us try to understand the way they feel.
然后先把这一件事情先留存在心里面。
And first, put these things in your heart.
等到比较好的时机里头，再跟他们来分享。
And when the opportunity arrives, you can share these things with them.
第三方面就是要帮助青少年的儿女建对见证的自由，养成正确的一个观点。
Thirdly, help teenage children. Form a correct view towards increasing amount of freedom.
我先来补充第二个方面，还有一个见证。
Oh, there's another testimony I'd like to share in point number two.
我在淡水去访问一个姐妹的时候，
I visited a sister in 淡水。
这个姐妹她的先生已经过世，所以她目前是单亲来带领一个女儿。
This she is a single parent because her husband has passed away.
这个女儿她目前已经是在青少年的时期。
And her daughter is in her teenage years.
他们的关系处得非常的不好。
And their relationship was bad.
甚至这个女儿要离家出走。
To extend that the daughter wants to run away.
后来这个妈妈她参加了教会的妇女团契的读书会。
And she went to participate in this reading activity in the women's in the sisters fellowship in church.
他们读了很多这方面的一个书籍。
And they read a lot of books concerning this area.
后来她的妈妈就学会给这个孩子更多独立的空间。
And later, this mother learned how to give more room of freedom for the child.
不再是处处的要求她，提醒她。
And she doesn't just make a lot of reminders and at all times on the child.
甚至在他们所住的房子里面，再多租了，向人家多租了一个房间，让他孩子自己一个人房间。
To the extent that she rented another extra room from the tenant and allow the child to have her own room.
然后让他能够有这种独立自主的一面。
And to allow the child to have some
很奇妙的，他们的关系就改善。
Amazingly, the relationship was improved.
这是这姐妹亲口给我的见证。
And this was the testimony this sister testified.
奇怪，这一节怎么过？时间过这么快，还那么多没讲。
So much thing to say. This lesson
Okay. 我讲快一点哈。
I'll speak faster.
啊，帮助青少年对他们见证的自由养成正确的观点。
Help teenage children form a correct view towards increasing amount of freedom.
我们要让我们的孩子较大的自由，必定要带来较大的一个责任。
We should allow our children to understand that with greater freedom comes greater responsibility.
好，就像路加福音十二章四十八节所说的。
Just like Luke chapter 12 verse 48 tells us.
多给谁，就向谁多取。
To whom more is given, more will be required.
所以我们最近也谈到说，哎，我们是不是要容许我们的孩子打多少电脑的时间啊？然后大是不是应该给他大哥大啊
？And we have been discussing, should we, how much time should we allow children to spend in front of the computer? Should we give them a mobile phone?
啊，是不是允许他啊，做什么样的事情？
Should we allow them to do this certain thing or that thing?
我们可以慢慢看孩子的情形，给他较大一点的自由。
And according to the situation, the child in which can.Accord them different levels of freedom.
但是我们一定告诉他们相对的责任是什么。
But we, at the same time, when we give them more freedom, we should tell them the responsibility.
他们不放纵自由。
So that they will not indulge in this responsibility.
而且反而是能够互相的服侍。
But they can serve one another.
除了考量自己。
Not only will they look upon themselves.
能够顾到父母的感受。
They can also spare a thought for the feelings of the parents.
或是顾到家庭的情形。
They can also show concern and take the situation in the family into consideration.
好，那当孩子有困难的时候
，and when our children has problems,
我们也要了解原因帮助孩子可以帮助了解原因，然后去试着去帮助孩子。
Let us understand the reasons behind it and try to.Help of child.
那在这个过程当中，我们父母也避免要小题大做。
And let us not make a mountain out of a molehill.
不要像马太福音二十三章二十四节记载法利赛人的过错。
Let us not be guilty of the same mistake recorded in Matthew 23 verse 24, the mistake of the Pharisee.
是立出了蚊虫，却吞下了骆驼。
Do not strain out the gnat, but swallow a camel.
是注意到了孩子的一些小小的问题，而更大的问题都把它忽略。
You only pay attention to the small problems of a child, but you have neglected the greater ones.
这个是我们要调整的。
This is something that we have to adjust.
我们要给我们孩子许多好的原则。
Let us inculcate in our child good principles.
但当他们知道凡事都可行，但并不都有益处。
That all things are helpful, but not all things are.All things are good, but not all things are helpful.
让他们学习，不要受到任何的瑕疵。
That they should not be constrained by any.
并且一切要以是否对自己有造就来做一个衡量的标准。
And they should always use whether these things is beneficial to them as a yardstick.
我觉得在这个过程当中，我们父母都要做一个比较理性的分析。
In this process, parents should make a rational.Analysis.
我就碰到一个弟兄，他这样子对他，他教导他的女儿。
I met a brother. This was how she teach her. This was how he taught her daughter.
因为
his daughter.
他开首饰店，就金店哈。然后他这外面常常有一些人在扫地。
He opens a jewelry shop, and outside his shop, there are sweepers.
就扫马路了哈。
These are road sweepers.
那这些都是因为一时失业找不到工作啊，然后政府安排他们这样的工作来以工代赈。
These are people who have lost their job, and the government has given them temporary employment.
他就告诉他的女儿。
And he told his daughter.
如果说没有一技之长的话。
If you do not have any skills,
你将来你好在学习上面你没有好好的准备，你可能在这个在社会上就会被淘汰掉。
If you do not make yourself ready in the learning to have a skill, then you, you will be phased out in society.
他告诉他的孩子说
，And he told his daughter,
现在大陆有一亿的人口正等待着就业。
There are about 1 million people waiting for employment.
如果你是要凭着你的劳力来赚取的话，你会发现你会很吃力。
If you want to use your hard work and labor to earn a living, that is very hard. It will be difficult.
因为他们可以用很低廉的工资来从事这样子的一种工作。
Because they can use very low wages to employ people.
所以你如果你在这个劳动方面，你没有办法跟他们竞争。
So you cannot compete with them in labor.
如果你要在这个社会来生存的话
，If you want to survive in this society,
你一定要有你的一技之长。
You need to have your own specialty, your skill.
他说：“今天只要你愿意，爸爸愿意 来支持你，好好让你来栽培你。
If you are willing, our Father will support you to cultivate you.
啊，但是如果你不想这样的话，你早点告诉我，我就不要让你花那么多钱在你身上。
But if you do not want, then I will not waste too much money on you.
他用这样的方法，结果他的女儿可以理解。
He used this method so that his daughter can understand.
所以很用功的读书。
And she understood and she put in effort in her studies.
今天有时候我们在跟我们的孩子的对话的时候，也是我们尽量用一种比较和缓的态度，让他们自己可以去做一个思考。
You know, and when we communicate with our children today, we should allow them to have this space to think.
让他们能够启发他们那种心智。
So that you can fire up their thinking, their thoughts, their hearts.
这样子他们就不至于花太多时间在一些冤枉的事情上面。
Only then they will not spend a lot of time and effort on things which are not beneficial.
所以有的人说他的孩子花在电脑网络上面的时间很长。
Some parents commented that his child is spending too much time on computers and the internet.
或是在打电动玩具。
Or they may be playing computer games too much.
这个都要好好的来教导他们。
And all these things have to be properly taught.
那些东西并不能成为他真正有价值的资源。
Because all these things cannot be a valuable resource.
他只会消磨他的时间。
It can only serve to for them to spend their time.
但是没有办法培养他在这个社会上跟人家竞争的能力。
You never allow them to cultivate themselves to have a skill to survive and to contribute to society.
这是我们要教导的。
This is something that we have to teach them.
第三方面，传达劝告和纠正。
Next, convey warnings and correction.
我想这是我们父母亲该有的责任。
This is a responsibility of parents.
不过我们有几个态度需要注意的。
But there are few attitudes that we not ought to pay attention to.
容许我们的孩子有犯错的机会。
Allow our children to have room for mistakes.
他们虽然犯错，但不是无法补救。
Though they have committed errors, but it's not that they are beyond repentance.
我们要给他们无条件的爱与接纳。
We should give them unconditional love and acceptance.
哥林多后书六章这一节保罗所说的话非常的好。
Second Corinthians spoken by Paul is good.
哥林多后书六章十一节十二节。
Second Corinthians.
十一节，六章十一节。
Chapter 6, verse 11 to verse 12. Second Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 11 to 12. O Corinthians, we've spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections.
在这边，保罗说，他说这话，好像是在对自己的孩子说的。
Here, Paul says that I speak as one of a parent to a child.
所以他是用父亲对孩子这样的心情来说这一句话。
So when he speaks this thing, he speaks like a parent to a child.
他说我向你们口是张开，但是心是宽宏。
We've spoken openly to you, our hearts is wide open.
也就是提醒我们。
This is to remind all of us.
我们是要该不断的在教导他。
We should continually teach our children.
提醒他的错误。
Remind them of their mistakes.
但是我们的心是宽宏，我们也接纳，也愿意他，也愿意承受他这样错误所带来的付出的代价。
But our hearts are open, willing to accept the wrongs that they have done.
这样子我们的教导才能够真正的发挥出果效。
Only then our teaching can be effective.
所以我们要控制我们的情绪。
We have to control emotions.
以公平的态度来倾听诉说。
Listen and speak with an impartial attitude.
并且用温柔的话语来回答他们。
And speak words of gentleness.
最后是向我们学习这个浪子的比喻。
And we should also learn from the example of the prodigal son.
即便是孩子真的已经错得很离谱。
Even if our children has committed great errors.
仍然有机会让他们重新回到父母的怀抱。
They have the opportunity to return to the bosom of their parents.
第四方面跟大家谈到是建立个人的价值感。
Fourth point, establishing sense of individual worth.
不要拿我们的儿女来跟成就来跟人家比较。
Don't compare the achievements of a child with others.
我们做父母的应该找到我们孩子自己的特长。
Parents should find out the speciality of our own children.
并且帮助他们朝那个方向去发展。
And help them to nurture them towards that direction.
而不是为自己为他，不是自己来画一个框框，让孩子一定要塞进来。
And do not form a shape, a fixed shape, and for your child to fit into this shape.
我们有时候会发觉，我们对孩子的态度，其实是因为不是在反映别人对我们的看法。别人对我们的压力。
Sometimes the way we treat our child is reflective of what others expect of us on our child.
看到别的孩子去学什么，你的孩子一定要去学什么。
We look at the child of others learning certain things, and then you also expect your own child to do this.
你总是觉得孩子绝对不可以输给别人。
You always have this fear to lose attitude that your child cannot lose to others.
你没有想到这方面孩子也许比不上别人，但是另外一方面孩子比别人强多了。
Never have you know that at this specific area your child may not be as strong as others, but in another area he may be stronger than others.
所以这个创世纪33章13节有一句话非常好。
Genesis 33 verse 13 has a good saying.
雅各说他量着孩子的力量来行。
Jacob says that according to the strength of the children.
所以我们今天在带领我们的孩子过程，我们也要量着他们的力量。
So well, we teach our children. We should teach appropriately to their own strengths.
能够鼓励他们照着自己的兴趣、自己的恩赐、自己的能力，好好的来发挥。
That they will be able to express their talents and strengths.
并且提醒他们，并且教育他们。
To remind them, to teach them.
其实我想，是我们父母先要自己教育自己。
And to do so. As parents, we should first teach ourselves.
我们不是只看重孩子的IQ而已。
We should not just emphasize and pay attention to the intelligent quotient.
更应当重视孩子的EQ.
We should pay attention to the emotional quotient.
往往使这个孩子真正有成就的，不是他的IQ有多高。
Because our ability of a child to achieve doesn't just rely on the intelligence quotient.
而是他的EQ 有一个很好的发展。
But how well that they develop in the emotion.
这个 EQ 就是指的情绪以及他心灵这样的一种成长。
Emotional quotient refers to the temperaments, their developments of their emotions.
所以我们要注重 EQ 跟 IQ 平衡的发展。
That we must strike a balance between EQ and IQ.
并且我们培养我们的孩子，让他们真的能够凡事都来遵从主的道理。
And we should also cultivate them so that in all their ways they will abide by the teachings of the Holy Bible.
让他们在做事情、做考虑之前，先想到神。
And in every decision, before making any decision, they will consider God.
并且我们要鼓励他们把握受教育的机会。
And we should also encourage them to seize every opportunity to be taught.
好好的来装备自己，面对挑战。
Equipping themselves to face challenges ahead.
这个就像我刚才所说的，有很多实际上的例子。
So these are what I've mentioned before, that there are many practical examples in this.
用一些很现实的现象来启发他们这种对自我的这种提醒。
Use practical things to remind them that to establish individual worth.
来更懂得善用他们自己的时间。
To allow them to make full good use of the time.
鼓励他们自发性的来做一些追求的动作。
And they should be cultivated to develop all these talents in a very proactive sense by themselves.
所以在我们跟孩子增进彼此了解跟沟通的过程里头。
In this process, while we're communicating with our children,
最主要我们是用圣经的道理来做一个价值的标准来灌输给我们的儿女。
We should use the biblical standard as the value, as the principle, and inculcate this to our children.
就像传道书12章11节所说的。
Just like what Ecclesiastes 12 verse 11 says,
智慧人的言语好像刺棍。
Ecclesiastes 12 verse 11 says that the words of the wise are just like goats.
也就是圣经的话会成为刺棍这样子一个功能。
That the word of God is just like this goat.
让这个牛在这个牲畜在前进的时候能够不听话的时候，接着这个刺棍的一个管教之后，它就马上就回到正路来。
That while the ox doesn't obey the master, the master will use this goat on the ox, and the ox can go back to the right way.
最后这个结义里头第二里面说到，借由共同的工作、游戏、崇拜。 搭起新与新的桥梁，可形成巩固的沟通的联系。
And a very strong and firm bridge of communication can be established through working, playing, worshiping together.
就像我们刚才看到亚伯拉罕跟以撒他们两人同行这样的一个事情。
And just like the incident that we have read just now, how Abraham walked together with his son.
以撒背着这个比较重的柴。
Isaac was carrying this wood for the burnt offerings.
亚伯拉罕拿着比较轻的火蚁刀。
And Abraham took the lighter load that is the fire as well as the knife.
这是他们共同的工作。
This is the work that they have embarked together.
他们共同来成就神这样的一个事业。
And together they receive and accept this work that God placed.
并且在这个过程当中，他们去培养他们心与心沟通的这样子的一个。一个工作功夫。
And in this process, they have cultivated the communication of heart to heart.
这是我们所要学习的方向。
This is the direction that we should learn.
这个阶段可能后半段讲的比较不够详细如果有问题，我们下午再来讨论。
Perhaps the later part is not that detailed, and if you have any questions, we can still discuss this later.
我们这节休。